Councillor Frank Fahey sent me an email at 1:04 this morning, and I called him just before 8 o'clock this morning, and he was still working on this. And it's a rather difficult story to cover, but he joins me online one today. Councillor Fahey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you. You're a man who needs very little sleep. If you're writing to me at 1:04, you were talking to me before 8 o'clock, but talk to me about what was brought to your attention, by the way, on Thursday last.
I didn't actually go to bed at 4 and I was up at 7.
You're a man who needs very little sleep, but I'm sure this upsets you as well. What happened on Thursday?
On Thursday I got a phone call in relation to Ballinfoyle Church. Now, there's an ongoing problem in Ballinfoyle Church with illegal dumping. Some people think that it's perfectly okay to get rid of their household rubbish and their mattresses and their garden waste and just throw it in over the wall into the church grounds.
So dump them on church grounds and let someone else get rid of it.
Yes, and there's a cost involved there for the church, and there's volunteers, and there's a fantastic group of volunteers that work in the church, and there's community employment people that work there. Now, I'll have to say that we regularly get good help from Galway City Council. I have to compliment the staff in our outdoor department in coming out and collecting the waste.
Okay.
But we got a new low on Thursday when it discovered that there was a decapitated dog dumped in the trees at the back of the church. Now, when I got the phone call to tell me that there was a decapitated dog there, I said to myself, what's next? Now, to think that somebody would decapitate a dog, cruelty to an animal, take the head completely off the dog, and then think it was perfectly okay to just throw it over the wall into church grounds. It's disgusting.
Did you see the decapitated dog?
I haven't, no, but I have very reliable sources there that saw the dog. No, I was very busy. I went up on Friday morning and I couldn't meet anybody to show me where it was, and then I was away at the Ardèche for the weekend. And I'm going up there this morning now, and I'm hoping that it has been removed. But I have grave concerns that.
But what sort of a person would decapitate a dog, and then just throw the carcass over a wall into church grounds?
I'd have serious reservations.
That person is capable of decapitating
a
human being as well. Would the Gardaí involved in this, Frank?
Yeah, the Gardaí have been notified, and the GSPCA have been notified, and the City Council have been notified. And I do hope that the Gardaí will conduct an investigation into it to try and ascertain who this may be. But I don't think the person that dumped this dog came from, any other end of town. It was quite local to the area. And, but to prove that is another day's work. But it's unacceptable to me in this day and age that somebody would actually, do that to a dog, to actually take the head off of a dog.
That's a criminal offence. I mean, the Gardaí should.
It is a criminal offence.
The Gardaí should be all over this like a rash, trying to figure out what's going on here.
Well, my understanding is that the Gardaí are investigating.
Okay.
And I'm looking for an update this morning. I didn't ring anybody over the weekend, but it's unacceptable that somebody would be like that would be living in the community. I would have serious concern for children or for. Older people, if somebody like that is living in the community,
I don't want to scaremonger, because those people living in that community would have concerns.
Yes.
And I don't want to scaremonger them as they lie in their bed at night time. But some lachico, some clown, however this happened, if it was a car crash or otherwise, they need to get to the bottom of this. But a car crash wouldn't decapitate the dog.
No, it wouldn't. No, this, my understanding is that, this was quite, brutal, from talking to.
And did you talk to somebody who saw the dead dog?
Yes. The interest of confidentiality, I'm not going to.
Oh, good Lord, I don't want you to. No, I don't.
And the vast majority of people living in the area are law-abiding citizens and dispose of their rubbish in a proper order. And it's for the sake of a few bob, for bins for Barron & Waste, and you can go out to Barron & Waste or to City Direct, and you can bring your rubbish out there, and it's relatively inexpensive. And the average bill for waste disposal is only something like €60 every 3 months. It's €20 a month. It's €5 a week. That's a major issue. There's been ongoing issues there with dumping, but it's a new low that somebody would actually decapitate a dog. And I do hope that this person who did this is found and dealt with. before it escalates. You know, and if you look at some of the history of people who have actually committed mass murders, you will see, if you go back and read books and that and stuff, that you see a lot of them started off where they were, you know, had issues with cruelty with animals at a younger age, and then it progressed to where eventually they killed a human.
What I mean,
it's unacceptable, and I do hope.
Illegal dumping in itself is unacceptable, but to decapitate a dog.
And, you know, and the people who think that it's okay to dump on church grounds, you know, it's whatever people's opinions may be on the church, some people do worship. It is a place of worship, and one should have a little bit of respect for others' religions and for the priests that serve in that community. And the people, the volunteers, and there's a fantastic group of volunteers that look after the church in Ballinfoyle and look after the grounds and that, and do it on a voluntary basis.
Yeah.
And it's hugely disrespectful.
If somebody knows something, will you contact Galway Gardaí, please, on 091-53-8000. Do so straight away. And we'll put a call into the Gardaí. I didn't put a call into them this morning because I was talking to you. So what we will do is we'll put a call into the Gardaí and see if they have anything on it. And we might come back to it later in the programme. What time are you going to head to the church at?
In the next hour.
Okay, we'll come back to you before the end of the programme on that. Councillor Frank Fahey there on that situation. Decapitated dog dumped on the grounds of Ballinfoyle Church.